The majority caucus in the Alaska House of Representatives has released some new polling data that seeks to gauge the importance of issues being addressed by the legislature. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
The new polling data was collected by Dittman Research and Communications. The company surveyed 1,000 Alaskans earlier this month, and the majority caucus in the Alaska House issued a statement noting that the data will be used as the legislature enters the home stretch of the legislative session. 53% of those surveyed labeled the Alaska economy as quite good, 21% characterized the economy as not too good. The results of the poll were outlined Tuesday by Matt Larkin. He's the new owner of Dittman Research and Communications.
Alaskans are feeling good about things, generally. They're feeling good about the state. They're feeling good about our economy. They're feeling good about their elected leadership, both in the House, the Senate, and in the governors. They're feeling good about the opportunities that we have.
A closer look at the data from the poll shows that 44% of respondents labeled the current level of state spending as about right, while 30% says spending is too high. One of the issues that has come to the forefront so far this legislative session is the level of education funding in Alaska. The polling data indicates that 30% of Alaskans believe the level of funding is too low, 30% labeled the level of funding as about right. In regards to the high cost of energy, 65% of those who participated in the poll say the governor and the legislature are not doing enough to help Alaskans with those high energy costs. 54% of respondents noted that the state needs a much greater emphasis on funding and building major long-term energy projects like the Susitna Dam, regional power grid improvements, and an in-state gas pipeline. The idea of building a large natural gas pipeline to market the natural gas from the North Slope has been on the table for decades, and 47% of those polled say they are not too confident that the AGIA plan will be successful in getting a natural gas pipeline for Alaska. 27% say they are not at all confident. Larkin says generally confidence in AGIA is low.
This is consistent with what our finding last year when we measured the same issue. Confidence in AGIA, when it first came out, was very high, and it's fallen off precipitously in the last few years.
The polling data suggests that 45% of Alaskans believe the ACES tax plan should be modified, and 28% say it should be kept as is. ACES is the plan that sets out oil and gas tax rates in Alaska. 49% of poll respondents say that it's extremely important for the legislature to make significant changes to the oil tax structure this year, and another 40% of respondents labeled making changes as somewhat important. 49% of poll respondents support the tax model being put forward by the state Senate, and 43% support the approach being supported by Governor Sean Parnell. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.